I think we were much more innocent then. We didn't know, we didn't realise.
In the 70s and the 80s?
Yeah, and 60s.
In the 60s. Mm. So, you know, we didn't really know what sexual harassment was.
No, we never heard of it. I never did anyway.
But did men ever come over and hug you inappropriately?
I suppose so. I suppose it did happen, but you wouldn't.
You just thought it was a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. I only had one incident ever of a strange thing happening to me, and with a dentist.
A dentist?
Yeah.
So the dentist made you feel uncomfortable?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you didn't go back to him?
Never. He rang me several times at work and everything to say to come back to, you know, to finish. I never went back.
And you can still remember that awful moment?
I do, yeah. And I didn't really understand. I suppose I was foolish. And I was 30, 32.
But it wasn't your fault.
No, it wasn't. But you know the way you...
You think you're mature at 32?
Yeah, you think you know it all, but I didn't know anything.
Did people make excuses for him?
They did. A friend of his, years later, and I told her, she was a friend of mine, and I told her, and she said, oh, well, you can understand, his wife has him really henpecked, and he's miserable. And
that's not really an excuse, a
no,
good excuse, is it?
The casting couch in Hollywood was always there, so it's nothing new, and it's nothing shocking as far as I can see. It's just part and parcel of Hollywood.
So you think it's just a Hollywood thing, but have we all, in a way, learned from this, and have we all had a Harvey Weinstein moment or witnessed a moment like it and in a way covered it up?
My decade was the 70s, so pretty much, yeah.
So lots of carry-on?
Lots of carry-on. Inappropriate, sometimes, sometimes not. He seemed to be abusing his power. People like myself or yourself wouldn't have the power that he had to be going abusing it like that. We'd have got a good slap in the head, or no, I would have anyway.
I think it's been going on for a long time and it's just coming to the forefront now. And it's more prevalent now, but it's happened for a lot of years. But now it's more...
It's been exposed.
Yeah, more so now.
And what about in your place of work? Did that kind of thing happen?
It did years ago. Years
so
ago.
There was hugging and
there was
massaging,
yeah,
and stuff.
There was years ago, and you just brushed it off and continued with your day. But now it's so unacceptable that more people are coming forward with it.
I met Harvey Weinstein on a red carpet some years ago. Very charismatic, larger than life. Came across as a very likable guy. Turns out, not so.
Well, that seems, it is really horrible, all the stuff that's coming out now, but I have a kind of certain issue with certain people who are now saying, oh, we knew about it all the time, but like, you never said anything.
But it's difficult to speak up. It's difficult to take on someone like that.
In saying that, I myself used to do amateur plays with a guy. I won't say his name, but he would he'd get us to do plays. He'd pocket all the money from the plays. Even at one point, he was telling us that all profits from the plays were going to pay insurance for the theatre. I rang the theatre years later, a couple of years after, saying, oh, how much is insurance? They're like, oh, it's only €100. So we knew, and like, there was other friends who had done plays for him. They got all their money pocketed. And I kind of, in saying my first thing, I do understand how hard it can be for one person to speak out. But there still seems to be people, I'm not saying victims now, I'm not saying that at all. I completely understand how they'd find it difficult. But people who weren't related to it, I know, again, he is very powerful. He's been involved in some of the biggest films in the last 20 years, if not more. Yeah, it's not a good situation in the slightest. It's great to see everyone coming out against them.
Yeah, like, but that happens all the time, and there's nothing that you can do. Nobody could have said anything because they wouldn't be hired afterwards.
So
if they had
stuff
spoken
like that
out.
Has happened to you.
Well, stuff like that happens all the time, and you can't say anything because you won't get hired again. You know, well, I wouldn't go along with it, of course, but you know, people do.
So you're an actress. You've seen it over the years. Inappropriate massaging.
A little bit, like, but I haven't gotten involved at all. If I think that anyone is like that, I don't work with them.
A creep, really, you know. I mean, there are people like that around, and, you know, I think he's a creep, that's what he is, you know, and what he did is shocking, really.
And was there creepy lads in your workforce?
I did see people who would have been, you reckon they were that way, you know, mostly clergy.
I think that there are definitely different levels to it, and there's kind of like a point where you feel like you're being ridiculous if you say something, but that still it's making you uncomfortable. And there's a point where, like, I think they feel like they can get away with it, and it feels...
So they make you feel silly. They make you feel that you're being
Yeah, they make
one.
You feel like if you say something, you're going to make them feel uncomfortable, and then it's rude to say something, even though you're in this position where you don't want to be there at all.
And how hard is it for you, being a young woman and, let's say, a man in a position of power or who's slightly older than you that might massage your shoulders or get into your space?
It's really uncomfortable because it's that kind of power dynamic and that kind of age thing, and it's all working together to put me in a position where I'm like, oh, you know, they're just, it's just what they're used to, it's just because they're older, you know, they're just being like friendly, but it's still uncomfortable.
I'm not too sure if things have changed. I think it depends on the situation, the circumstance, wherever you're going. It seems to me a man in a position of power who's taken the power and ran with it and has been let do it, and it seems to me that a lot of people knew about it too in the background. So
you work in a male dominated industry.
Correct.
Over the years, have you seen females amongst you given a hard time, harassed sexually?
No, I've never seen it, but you would hear comments. You definitely hear comments that are made, you know.
It's got very politically correct. People used to have a bit of a laugh and would say something light-hearted. Now it could be conceived as being harassed when Varadkar said to Mary Lou MacDonald, "Ah, jeez, you're very cranky today. You're very..." And the connotation that meant that the lady was having her cycle and the whole lot. And I'm not sure if that was quite right, but you can't say anything now. Everything can be deemed to be sexual harassment. It wouldn't be a massage. When you were getting married, before you went and left the job, they'd pull your pants down and grease you. That was in on building sites and everything like that. You'd be greased.
Explain that to me.
How can I explain it to you? Do you want me to show you? Hold on a minute. No. What it was, somebody, when they were getting married, they would just grease them, pull their pants down and grease them. It was just like an initiation. It was on building sites in the 70s, you know, and that was it. It was this. So you made sure when you were getting married that you wouldn't go to work for a week or so before it, so you could
escape.
So
they wouldn't get you.
So they wouldn't get you, that's right, yeah.
So what chances did the girls have, the ladies?
Well, there was nothing for ladies. I don't know. I'm not sure. Something is very creepy if somebody's putting their hands on ladies. But when somebody says something that can be a flippant remark, it can make them into... I think sometimes it can go a little bit far, but something creepy where somebody... You don't massage colleagues. You don't massage...
You don't do that.
Unless you have healing hands, you know?
Some guys at like a younger age wouldn't know personal space because they just think that, like, if they pursue, then the girl will eventually give in. But for some girls, they're just like, no. Not going to give in. So
if a guy is persistent to you, you don't fancy him, you're like...
It would be very off-putting.
A turn-off, yeah.
A turn-off.
Yeah.
A bit creepy.
Yeah. Very creepy, yeah.
So is this a turning point with Harvey Weinstein? Are we now openly talking about sexual harassment? Are we openly pointing the finger and saying, enough is enough, no?
I guess it'll give rise to other people like coming out about their stories or whatever, so it's a good thing.
And in your generation, you're in your early 20s?
Yeah.
Do men know distance? Do they get it?
The worst of it would be on nights out, and then everyone just chalks it up to drinking too much. And we've never had like an actual bad experience with it, so it's been fine.
So they could hide behind drink?
They could,
definitely.
I think so.